Thanks for joining me for the Booze Buddy update for Friday, January 7th of 2022. It's brought to you by The Real Voice, Mel Allen, voiceovers for commercials, your podcasts, explainer videos, e-learning systems, telephone systems, and more. Check out samples and demos by heading over to therealvoice.com. And some beers to put on your list for the upcoming Beer Can Appreciation Day, which is January 24th. Hey, it's never too early to plan for things like this, right? Well, how about you choose some of them? Well, that's exactly what's happening at Stone Brewing. Each year, craft breweries across the nation roll out limited release beers to entice beer drinkers through the seasons, but few of them make their fans happy by bringing back some of those old tried and true recipes that people really like. Well, Stone Brewing has announced a lineup of fan favorites voted on by their loyals, and Righteous Black IPA would be the standout on that list for me, but I've always loved black IPAs. Check out the link in the show notes for that one. And Sierra Nevada has entered the market with a new hop-centric beverage that's 100% free of alcohol, calories, carbs, and sugar. It's called Hop Splash Sparkling Hop-Infused Water. It's Sierra Nevada's take on the growing hop water trend that's now about 3 years old. They start off with the same high-quality H2O that's in their beer. The beverage is available in six-packs of 12-ounce cans and right now can be pre-ordered to be shipped to your door across the United States. And there's even a recurring subscription option. And again, the link in the show notes. And let's wade into some whiskeys. In case you missed it, Fred Minnick put out his list of the top whiskeys of 2021. The list of 100 encompasses all types of American whiskeys, blends of straights, rye, bourbon, single malts, etc. And I like that he admits that most of the list is subjective. You may not rank them the same way that he did. But he stands behind his top 15. He says those were discernibly different enough to stand well above the rest. Most of the list was released on December 30th, and then he live-streamed the top 10 and selected his number one. When he was asked why did it take so long, he said his team put their heart and soul into the Kentucky Bourbon Benefit, and he says, I'm glad we did because we raised more than $3.4 million for tornado victims, but that's why they completed the list in January, which sounds like a damn good reason to me. Check out the full list of Fred Minnick's at the link that's in the show notes. And bonus story for you, New York looking to make to-go drinks a permanent thing. Kathy Hochul recently addressed that in a speech that she delivered to the state of New York, I think it was. And next time, some of the beers you might want to avoid. You know, we always tell you about the beers you want to go for, but here's a list that honestly, I can say I've had some of these. We'll also be putting the daily dry January beverage stories to rest. I'll still bring you some, but that'll only be as they come up, not an everyday thing. Thanks for joining. Make sure to like, review, and subscribe. You can leave feedback or get in touch at boozebuddyupdate.com. Remember to stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. I'll see you next time right here on the Booze Buddy Update.